Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, can you tell me how much I would need to pay to use this parking lot?
Sure. It costs $6 for the first 2 hours and an extra $3 per hour after that.
That's fine. I'm running terribly late for an interview at Marlowe Savings Bank, and I just cannot find anywhere else to park.
Oh, well, in that case, I'd suggest driving a few blocks north to the Marks Avenue parking lot. It's the same price as this one, and it's much closer to the bank.
Number 32. Who most likely is the man? Number 33. Why is the woman concerned? Number 34. Why does the man recommend a different location? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Chris. I just came down to your gallery to check how the arrangements are going for my sculpture exhibition. I'm a bit worried because it seems that you still have lots to do.
Yes, I admit that we have fallen behind schedule. Some gallery employees are on vacation this week, so we are a little understaffed. But I'm sure everything will be set up on time.
Great. I don't want any problems on the opening night of my exhibition this Thursday.
Don't worry. I'm confident that we'll be ready. All of the artworks are already in place. We just need to set up the lights and put up a few decorations.
Number 35. Who most likely is the woman? Number 36. According to the man, why has there been a delay? Number 37. What will happen on Thursday? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, you've reached Telmont Broadband Services. My name is Frank. What can I help you with today?
Hi, I was wondering if you can tell me more about the special deal advertised in this morning's newspaper. It says long-time customers may be able to get a free upgrade to their internet connection.
That's right, but it's only available to customers who have been with us for 5 years or more. If you give me your name and account number, I'll check that you're eligible.
Okay, the number is 729-2014, and the account is under my husband's name, Ted Turner.
Thank you. It seems you're in luck. I'll make the change to your account, ma'am.
Number 38. Why is the woman calling? Number 39. What information does the man request? Number 40. What does the man imply when he says,
"It seems you're in luck"?
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Haley, I'd like you to reschedule my meeting with the architect for sometime next week. I'll need to go to the dentist after lunch today to have my sore tooth taken out.
No problem, Mr. Grant. What day would be best for holding the meeting?
I think my schedule is full all day Monday, and I have a tour of a building site on Tuesday, so let's make it Wednesday at 1 p.m.
Okay, I'll get in touch with the architect and confirm that he is free at that time.
Number 41. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 42. What will the man do this afternoon? Number 43. When would the man prefer to meet with the architect? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Marina, we took a look at your proposal and we agree with you.
Yes, you're right. It would be a good idea to hire two or three new workers to help out in our store.
I'm glad you both agree. We've been much busier ever since we moved our business to the downtown area in December. We need more sales staff to deal with customers.
Yeah, so we'd like you to write a job advertisement that we can place in the local newspaper.
And if possible, submit it to me before lunchtime.
No problem. I'll start writing it now and have it on your desk by 11 a.m.
Number 44. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 45. According to the woman, what happened in December? Number 46. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Here are the designs for the posters and flyers. I need 1,000 copies of each. Are you able to tell me approximately how long that will take?
Actually, we have a lot of orders to deal with right now, so I won't be able to print your copies today or tomorrow. I can have them done by 3 p.m. on Thursday.
That's fine. I'll come back to pick up the copies 2 days from now, but can I get a discount on the work for waiting so long?
I'm afraid the best I can offer is a free ink cartridge. It's a policy of our store not to lower prices for any customer.
Number 47. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 48. When will the woman probably return to the business? Number 49. What does the man offer the woman? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sally. I just thought that I had better let you know about our schedule change. We are planning to publish the magazine early this month, so you'll need to draw all the cartoons and illustrations for our next issue by August 1st.
That only gives me 1 week. I don't see how that will be possible.
Oh, then how about if I give you an extra 3 days and change the publishing date to August 5th?
I suppose that would help, but I'd prefer to recruit an intern to help me with sketching and colouring. I'm having a big problem handling the monthly workload alone.
Number 50. Who most likely is the woman? Number 51. What does the man say he will do? Number 52. What does the woman want to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Marcus, have you heard anything about Summertime Blues, the new play that is currently on at the Belford Theater? It seems to be getting a lot of good reviews.
Yes, I noticed a positive review online, but I don't really agree with it.
How come? It seems like most people love the play.
Well, I saw it on Friday night, and I wasn't impressed at all.
Oh, really? Didn't you like the performances of the actors?
The acting was fine, but I was disappointed that the show only lasted for 1 hour. I expected it to be much longer.
Number 53. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 54. Where did the man see a review? Number 55. What does the man say he was most disappointed about? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, Vincent. I heard you are organizing a company party to celebrate the release of our new cosmetics range. Can you tell me what time it starts?
Sure. I booked the banquet hall at the Palmer Hotel from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. this Friday. Do you need directions or do you know how to get there?
I know the way. That hotel is only a few blocks from our office. However, I'll need to work late on my sales report that evening, so I might not get there until 7:30.
That's okay, then. You should arrive just in time for the food.
Number 56. What is being celebrated? Number 57. What does the woman imply when she says,
I know the way?
Number 58. Why does the woman think she might arrive late? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Henry. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend the electronics convention with you this weekend. Would you mind getting some extra pamphlets for me?
Of course not. That's a shame that you won't be coming. Do you have plans with your family on Saturday?
Actually, no. I have to meet with a potential new distributor, Gareth Walsh. He owns Walsh Electronics, and he's interested in stocking our products.
That sounds great. I know he has at least 10 retail outlets throughout the state. Good luck with the meeting.
Number 59. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 60. What will the woman do on Saturday? Number 61. What does the man say about Mr. Walsh? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hey, Loretta. What are you up to this Saturday? I'll be in your neighborhood for a job interview, and I should be done around lunchtime.
Actually, I have no plans, so let's meet up for a coffee and a chat. How about meeting at the Marriott Mall?
Sure, that's not too far from my interview. Didn't they make that mall even bigger this year?
That's right. They had been working on it for several months. Now it has 4 floors instead of 3, and even more retailers.
That's impressive. So where should we meet on Saturday for lunch?
There's a coffee shop on the first floor that I really like. Let's meet there and have some coffee.
Number 62. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 63. What does the woman imply about the Marriott Mall? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Where will the speakers most likely meet? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Dennis, I heard we'll be moving to our new headquarters in the Willard Building this weekend. Do you know anything about our department's new office space?
Yes, I have a seating plan right here. I'm afraid it's a bit smaller than our current office. There's barely enough room for all of us.
Oh, that's disappointing. Anyway, can I choose which desk will be mine?
Sure. As you can see, Ms. Connolly and Mr. Smith have already chosen their desks. Where would you like to sit?
Let's see. Well, I'd like to be close to the printer and the bookshelves, so I think the desk right beside Mr. Smith's would be perfect.
No problem. I'll assign that desk to you right now.
Number 65. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 66. What problem does the man mention? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which desk is most likely assigned to the woman? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Iris. Thanks for meeting with me. I'd like to talk to you about our sales strategies.
Okay, Mr. Harker. I know that demand for our internet services is stronger than ever right now.
That's right. And we'll be launching a brand new wireless internet service at the beginning of next month, so I'd like to look at our sales.
Well, these days, only 10% of our sales happen in-store, and 20% are door-to-door.
Correct. So we won't focus on those methods. Instead, I'd like to discuss the sales method that brings us the highest percentage of total sales.
Number 68. What type of business do the speakers work for? Number 69. What will happen at the business next month? Number 70. Look at the graphic. What will the speaker probably discuss next?